This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your local agent and good neighbour. Alicia has got you covered with personalised service and reliable coverage for all your insurance needs. Call or stop by her office on Hart Street in Buffalo and see how she can help you save and protect what matters most to you. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
We get started with the September 10th meeting of the Johnson County Cemetery District. Any public comments? Seeing none, how about agenda? Any additional items for the agenda today? If none, a motion to approve.
I move we approve the agenda as presented. I second.
Okay, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. On to the vouchers. We all had a chance to look over those. Any questions? Motion.
Oh, we asked what the table was, so we figured that out, yeah.
Okay, motion to approve the vouchers.
I move that we accept the vouchers as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Looks like the minutes are provided in the packet there from last month's meeting. Seeing as I wasn't here, I have no input, but anyone else have any changes or motion to approve?
I have just one question. Sean, who's Cowboy State Plumbing?
I can't remember his name, but he's a local guy here. Recently opened up.
Is it Tanner?
Yeah, Tanner.
Tyler
Emmy. Yeah. So.
Tyler what?
Emmy. It's like E M M Y.
Yeah. Oh, Tyler Emmy. Never heard of him.
And he's been really quick and to get his attention and real quick on the job too. It's
well, the prices weren't bad either.
No, we were really happy with
toilets.
In fact, he negotiated with us. I told him I had a kind of a window I needed it to be in, and he made it fit. So
perfect.
That was
nice.
His original bid was a little more, and he just said, "You know what? I'm going to do it for what your window is."
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I've moved that we approve the meetings from the August meeting.
I'll second.
Motion in a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Shannon, you want to update us on finances?
Sure. The first page of that, the balance sheet, we have not received the county check. Sean, you didn't see it today yet,
no,
did you?
It's
I
not
haven't seen
either.
Any of the other ones either. I'm not sure what the holdup is, but I don't expect August to be huge. So that's not in there. And also the WyoStar August statements are not in there. So those rates is not accurate as per this month. Again, on the balance sheet, you have an operating revenue of about $65,000. On the profit and loss detail, one thing I did want to point out, C-Corp, there was a double payment. I wrote a check last month, but it was a credit card charge. So I have a call in to them to get it refunded. It was $670-some. And Cassie, I thought you might ask, but our total balance at CPS is $209,000. And the bid was the estimate quote, whatever we're calling it, was $269,000. So about $60,000 left there.
Okay, thank you.
On the budget versus actual, We are 16% through the fiscal year. Again, the way the district operates, some of the expenses are going to be paid up front and in the summer. CMS was down from last year. Is that going to be the total charges, John, do you know?
For Sims?
Yeah.
I think that's, I think they bill us just one time.
Yeah.
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 So that should be.
So that's $935 less than it was last year, than it has been since I've been here. I'm not sure.
So, yeah, I don't know if they do, half, but I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah. Restroom supplies are a little bit over budget.
I can explain that real quick. We won't need any restroom supplies for probably a couple of years. we just went ahead and did some bulk purchasing because it just made sense to do it the one time. And we can say all of our restrooms will be completely stocked, even those in KC. If you need some extra materials down there, we'll have them here by the case. So.
Okay. Summer payroll is a little bit over the 16%, but again, how you guys operate as a district, and that reflects in the payroll taxes and workers' comp and retirement as well. Shop cemetery supplies in KC is a little bit over, but that's been a couple months like that. So you've expended 20% of what you budgeted, which again is a little bit over 16%, but nothing too concerning there. Anybody have any questions on that?
Mm-mm.
Then the only other thing I have on the, we did get that CD purchased. I'm not sure, I don't think it was the same one we had talked about at the same rate.
Okay.
So that will mature in August of 25. You do have the two larger CDs both coming due in November. So kind of think about what you guys want to do with that. Interest rates are down. I mean, we got 4.25 on this last one, and a year ago we got 5.5 almost. And again, that's going to be right around the election, so who knows what things are going to look like then. But kind of keep that in mind that you'll have to do something with those funds when they come due. Speaking of MBS, he emailed me the other day when he was getting that CD set up. And due to some new regulations, he needs this signed, Sheila or Luke, I'm sure either one of you can sign it, and he needs a copy of your investment policy, which Sean found for me. Probably you, Sheila.
Okay.
I don't think it's anything
right here
concerning.
Signature
right here. There.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can fill out the rest for you. But I think that's all I had on the financials, unless somebody has any questions for me.
Mm-mm. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Since it's our CDs come due in the middle of November, we kind of only have, well, I guess we do have two meetings, but it's going to be a rush decision if we wait until November to make that decision. Do we have any choices right now that
the rates are going to be so different, Cassie? That
yep. I mean people. I mean with who we go with.
Oh, yes.
WP2E or E75. But...
We can check locally again. We can.
Well, maybe by next meeting. I mean, I'm thinking that if we wait until November, it'll be what? About pretty close to the 17th when these are coming due, when these are maturing. So
the only thing is, I'm not sure any rates, anybody will quote a rate that far out.
Mm-hmm.
If we get something even next month or October, I mean, because you're looking 30 days
mm-hmm.
from our October meeting, so I'm not sure anybody will.
Especially with the short term,
or homes?
Kind of basically short term. Okay. Thanks.
But I'll holler just before the meeting and get First Northern Bank. I'll see what our options are with MBS, and hopefully I'll have accurate YoStar rates as well. And we left that open just in case. rates really change drastically and you want to dump it in there and have it liquid. Mm. But I will get options just before that November meeting.
Right. Thank you.
Sean, your payroll expenses, you expect those to come down?
Yeah, we're done with most of our seasonal work, but we're still going to continue to have, we have some labor money in our sprinkler account of that, right? We have some of that was labor and some of that was CPS, right? That's left in that.
You probably should, if you want to do that, the best thing would be to transfer the line items. Okay.
So we'll be using some help for just sprinkler work through the rest of the fall. And we have one seasonal guy that's probably kind of winding down too. He'll be here for a little while.
That Dave?
Yeah. So that's where we're at. And then as far as mulching, we might have a little bit of after school. Have one or two kids coming in after school. So I would say that by 1st of November, we're going to be pretty much just Paul and I here. Maybe one guy to help with irrigation stuff, but not every day. So kind of as we need them. That's what I see coming down the line right now.
Yeah, I think that was part of my question was, did we put labor into that budget? How do we, attribute
account
it to
for
right
that
place.
To yeah
you may just think about that for next meeting if we need to transfer some from that sprinkler system upgrade. Like Dave Hurth's just here to work on sprinklers, right
so we can do that for sure.
Or what, that we have $91,000 left in there. Mm-hmm. Do we have all the supplies?
We have the majority of the supplies. And then we have a surplus of some of it that the company buys back. So we'll have, either trade or income. But yeah, there'll be actually more money coming back because we're not going to end up using all of the 4-inch that we initially started with. We found a way to save on some of that 4-inch by using a little more 2-inch. And it was a giant cost savings and it speeds up our installation just because the 2-inch is much easier to work with. So we talked to, there's a individual that comes by about every 6 weeks to see what our inventory is, and he's kind of tracking that and maintaining a log on that so that he kind of knows how much he's going to be buying back. And then we'll have a few things yet to purchase, probably more sprinkler heads beyond what we already have, but I don't see anything going beyond our budget where we're at right now.
Great. Any other questions? Comments?
Motion. Oh, sorry, one other thing. The equipment that we sold was in there. Did you guys all see that? I know we did that last moment.
Subranian?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm done. Sorry.
No, you're great. Motion to approve the finance report.
I move that we approve the finance report as submitted. I'll second that.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Sean, you're up.
All right. So we'll start with Danetti. Down in KC, she's been doing her regular watering. She's having a little bit of equipment issue on a timer, right? That's leaking. So I'm going to be down there in the next day or so to help kind of repair a couple of water things. Looks like business as usual. She likes the new piece of equipment that we got for rock removal. We did do some, gravel work down there around the driveway, so that helps her keep that area cleared up. Doing a lot of that. Still get moved into her office and cleaning up into the garage, kind of getting everything dialed in the way she likes it. still at war with prairie dogs down there, but I think she's probably winning.
A little bit.
Yeah, she feels like she's getting ahead, kind of rounding the corner there. Spot spray of the weeds. We did a big, you know, road spray and kind of just a bulk overspray of the cemetery down there. Donetti's just kind of killing the stragglers as they arrive. She's been meeting with families, selling some spaces down there, or did a quick claim down there for a family. And she's got a minute. She had a request for some keys, an extra set of keys. Is that right?
So Dallas and Brandon Purcella sold the meat plants. And when I was working for them, it was on a part-time basis. But now that the new owners have come in, I will be working Monday through Friday on a full-time basis, but I'm not going to shirk my responsibilities or anything from the cemetery by any means. But seems that I won't be in Casey on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'd like to know if it's all right if I had an extra set of keys made for my daughter, who is in Casey and has a local job and has worked for the cemetery district prior, before. If there should be an accident or an emergency or anything, that somebody local has a set of keys.
Makes sense to me. Do you trust your daughter?
So, not with my car, but no.
Do you trust her? We trust her.
Yes, I do. Very much so. Thank you.
You can always call me to that if you need something.
Do you have a set of keys?
No.
Would you like a set?
I don't know. Do you think I should have one?
I have no
idea. I don't think it's a bad idea.
I don't know if it's up to you, but yeah.
Somebody would definitely probably be around then.
Yeah, because the only other access into this cemetery is Nancy Elm and Dennis have the extra garage door opener. So that's the only other access to get in other than me.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you could, yeah, if you're making a set, why don't you do that?
Okay.
And then I just thought of something, because I sit here, I mean, it's been so hot, and that cemetery's up on the hill with those trees. I've wondered how they're doing. Should we look at mulching those trees or something?
I do have mulch. Like the new trees that came in, it's just a little bit around the base and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, and I just kind of wondered, like, maybe the whole area, because they're all kind of in a line. I don't know what's best, but
more mulch is always good.
Anything that would conserve water,
there's
probably
still some down there, but not enough to cover the whole from the fence
down
to the road.
Yeah,
we'll just keep kind of building up until you're out, and then we'll bring you some more.
Okay.
Yeah, just anything that would conserve water would probably help the trees, I think, because when the wind blows, it's 90 degrees outside. It's just like being in a dryer.
Right, so the timers are on for an hour to an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Then after work, I go up and turn them on for an hour when it's extremely dry and that kind of thing to give them extra water.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you for everything.
And thanks for the card.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It was very nice.
Thank you.
Here in Willow Grove, we do have Dave Hirth coming in to help us with the sprinkler system on his days off. He's been on vacation, so we haven't had him much in the last week or two, but he's been a pretty good, just perfect amount of fill-in work for us. We're continuing, that's our biggest focus, is continuing to put in the 4-inch pipe of the sprinkler system. We've got opened up down that entire east side towards the pump house right now. We've got pipes stretched over that trench and we're just fusing in joints. We would expect to have that road rough piped and backfilled by the end of this week or early next week. And then we'll be finishing up some of the interior roads, some of those blue lines on the center. That's where we're actually going to end up saving a lot of our 4-inch pipe. we're cutting some of those, the existing blue lines, those are all going to be cut in about half. So the amount of 4-inch that we have, which would be represented on those blue lines remaining, we could cut that amount almost in half, and we'll be putting 2-inch pipe in kind of in lieu of that. So we're really kind of, I think, on target for getting all of the 4-inch roughed in to like a reduced 2-inch piece by the end of freeze up, and that's kind of where our goal was. So we'll be actually putting, that'll allow us to come through in the cold weather and after freeze up to be putting in some of the valves and the things that don't require a lot of digging. So on track with the sprinkler installation, even though we've had an uptick in cremation burials and full burials in the last month, we've done more than average. So we're just able to keep up with those daily duties. Dave Ramsey's been really helping us in all of the places that we need to have some daily stuff done. He's just there every day. We don't even need to ask him to do it. He sees it like we do, and he just takes care of things. It's been a super employee for the summer, and happy to have him on into the fall. So, right now we had Backcountry come in a couple of weeks ago and do their final kind of touch up before fall on anything that they missed. Had a really good kill on that, and we're now doing follow-up on the Russian olive that is, you know, after our eradication, it's going to want to keep coming back. It's a real hardy weed, tree weed. The experts tell us to keep after it for about 4 to 5 years doing what we're doing. So we're just kind of, right now, we've been able to keep it back on the perimeters. We're just beating it back right now. It's interesting because we had zero Russian olive at the beginning of June, and now we have plants right now that are pushing 4 foot tall. So that's just a good example of why we want to get them out of here and the amount of water that they consume and rob from other foliage that we do want. Continuing to do that, continuing to prune shrubs and bushes right now. This is the time of year to do those. We've been doing that fairly aggressively. A lot of these are overgrown to the point where we were revealing headstones that we didn't know were there, and burial plots that have really not had any of that type of hedge attention for, you know, 50 years, some of them. So as you guys do travel through the cemetery, I think you'll see a significant improvement in just the overall view and the overall landscape. Mowing, we've been doing a little mowing, but we're pretty conservative on it just because of the water situations. And we are in the last week or two of real hot summer, I hope. Looks like next week's cooling off, and it's going to make do, literally make do, D-E-W. So we've been making do, D-O, with just letting it kind of grow. So that's about where we're at. Doing a lot of plot sales too. Real uptick in that this fall. I don't know if it's the coming to the end of real estate season here.
People are afraid. Get your deed.
Yeah. So I don't know. Been a lot of extra office work. Really miss Bella. Bella does plan on maybe coming back for a couple weeks during Christmas break to help you get caught up on some of the files and things that I like to keep for her.
Well, that's
although
nice.
I don't think she'll be, well, I know she's not going to be able to join us next summer. She's going to spread her wings a little more and stay back, and she's not going to be coming home this summer or next summer. I hope her dad's not watching. Anyhow, that's probably the conclusion of my Sexton report. Everybody's got, I will note this real quick. The cremation walls are pretty much being completed. They sent me a kind of approval photo the other day of, you know, 360 degrees of each wall, you know, showing that they didn't have at that time any major damage or any at all. They looked beautiful, and we expect to see those here arriving at the cemetery soon. That's that update. And then, yeah, we're still working on getting these other ones kind of tidy up. And when we go to KC, maybe we can visit about the one that's remaining. That concludes my section report. If you guys have any questions, comments.
No, cemetery looks good. And you can tell what you've been cleaning up because areas are opened. Just can look and see that big bush that as you come into the cemetery that was there for, like you say, 50 years. It's amazing what was underneath all that.
Yeah,
that no one ever cleaned up.
We found considerable
amount of headstones.
Yeah, some of them, you know, actually really pretty old, turn of
the century,
the last century, 1900, 1890 headstones that are, you know, hand carved limestones that are 2.5 feet tall. They just were absorbed.
They were that tall and still hidden under the shelf.
Yeah, so. So it's kind of, it feels good to give those some daylight. And I think it's, you know, once we get the water running, it's going to be a giant improvement, being able to spray over and under. That's going to be key to the sprinkler system.
Exciting.
I'm wondering if those families are still, so when we get them cleaned out and everything and maybe clean up the stones, we can send them a photo.
Yeah, we do have some families that have contacted us from elsewhere that, you know, they were through May and June and July. They've come through our family time. A lot of people called the funeral home and made comments to them, you know, because that's kind of their go-to contact, to say, hey, you know, we were out there and it looked really nice. We just wanted to let you guys know, whoever's doing that, thank you. So thank you guys. We got a nice card from the Edgecombs.
That was very nice.
Got a touching card there. So we get a lot of feedback from the community. And I'd say that 98% of it has been positive. We have ruffled one or two feathers, but I think that it comes with understanding that, you know, we're just trying to do the best thing for the cemetery overall. And so we've not gotten into any big trouble. I've not felt like I was in the timeout box for too long. So yeah, I've been really well received by the public, and we're just excited to keep this going and hoping for a winter similar as last, but probably not.
No, we don't want that.
No, we need some moisture. On a related note, Dave Ramsey saw Jeff and he told him it's the best job he's ever had.
No.
Well, he...
Understandable.
He did say the other day, he's like, you know, you're probably one of the best bosses I've ever had. I work for myself. So, we've been glad to have him here. He's been a lot of help and he's been fun.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Just put election on here. It looked like a few people signed up to fill the 3 seats, so that's good news.
Yay.
Hope they win.
Will you vote for me?
I'll vote for you.
There's one more.
Yeah, will you vote for me? Yeah, you two can vote for each other.
At least have one.
Yeah.
And then Cassie, I know it was on our rolling calendar for last month. I wasn't here, but... I would like to get through the bylaws and just get them in one place that we can get electronic and make sure we have the latest version. I know you're pretty busy, and I thought maybe that would be a good winter project, but we can go through.
Yeah, Bella was starting to work on that this summer to make an electronic copy of that, and she's found it to be difficult to just transfer those documents easily without literally hand typing. I think we could probably scan them in and create a file that way, which would be, you know, a couple days in the winter. It's not a tiny little handbook, but I do have some of it digitally on this computer that looks like it's been transferred into a Word document at some point. So maybe I can, like you said, in the days to come, get that to where they'll, between the ones I scan in and the ones that are already in here, get you guys to something to review And I didn't know if maybe we wanted to do, just take it almost chapter by chapter. Do you want to do that all in one meeting?
What was your thought?
Oh, I just had some questions as I read through it, and you know, that's all that I had was that. And I noticed there were minutes of meetings. I think 2020 might be the last ones. I'm not positive about that, and I just wondered if we needed to, I mean, we could talk about...
So we record our minutes now with, in regards to that, we record the minutes now with the clerk's office, so all of our minutes become electronic now, and they're all given to the the commissioner's secretary. I can't remember her name. Thank you. And so they get those online for us. So we have a copy here, and then they have a copy there. So just,
and I just, those are just questions that I have that we can talk about whenever we decide to get together. And
I would like to see us go through a section or two at a time.
I think so.
Just break it down, and because it's overwhelming. Because mm-hmm. then every time a sentence is changed within a portion of a bylaw, a whole new paper goes in to update it. And so that's why it's 6 inches thick, because...
Yeah, and I don't know, I mean, to me, I don't know that that's the best way to do it, is to add a whole new paper, because then you're looking at the old writing within without any update to it. So to me, I think, yes, we need to have our minutes where we document our changes, but then at the end of the year, if we make updates to it, we just stick in a whole new...
Right. Otherwise, you just may as well just read just the amendments. And then go back and see what applies.
Do we have the Adobe Pro that we can scan it in and then make changes? Because the lower version of Adobe, you can't do that. You just scan it in. But if you get Adobe Pro, you know, I haven't been active in that for a few years now, but so there's probably something better.
I got
you
Adobe
scan it
Acrobat
in.
On this
Acrobat.
Windows. Like maybe that could do some tricks.
So we could see if we could scan it in and then go in and make the adjustments you need. Then every time a change is made, it's made electronic. If we think we need a hard copy, I just didn't have a electronic version of it digitized
and digital, we don't need the binders. Binders mm-hmm. and you know, it's their public documents. It's mm-hmm. available publicly then.
And I think that's what Bella was working on, was making a copy that was something that you could
edit.
It was a fluid
document.
That's what I would like to see.
So
I'll look into who and how to do that.
I'd better have you doing the sprinkler system, you know, but...
This is important, too.
Yeah.
We'll think of a way to see if I can help with that come winter.
Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know if it's perfect, but it'd be pretty good.
I bet it'd be fun.
Okay. So maybe, do we want to start, like, next month and just... take little bits at a time, and we'll just. I don't know. I can bring mine.
I got a copy right here.
I don't know what happened to mine. I brought it, now I don't know where I put it.
What's
in
here?
So chapter 1, 2, and 3 would be mission statement. Conflict of interest is 1. Bylaws is 2, and minutes is 3. In between all of that is probably maybe 40 pages. You probably whip through 40 pages pretty quick with a highlighter and just make some talking points out of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Meantime, can you see if you... Okay. Meantime, I will come out and see if I can scan those in.
You bet. And we can look at what we have on here, too, already.
It should be the same board carrying forward. I don't know if we want... I just have nightmares of mission statements as a school. Like, we would spend hours over one word. It was terrible, so.
See, those are some of my fondest memories.
Oh, okay. So,
It's all in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, okay. Well, you guide us through that then. And I will.
It's all my skills.
Okay. We know. That's, I feel better now that we have someone with skills.
Let's me off of those.
So for next month, if the whole bylaws section were chewing off, maybe we should do mission statement. I mean, that's a big piece, like you said, if you take it right and do it well. So look at the mission statement, put thoughts together for next month. Does that sound like an appropriate amount of work? Okay. Sean attended the, is it the Crown Ditch? What's the ditch?
Oh,
name?
Yeah.
Ditch Board Discussion. What's that?
I believe it's the Crown. Isn't that the Crown? And then you guys, what's your ditch? This ditch.
Right there, behind. We have the Crown.
This is the Crown, and then so we're talking about the other one, which is, I don't know. I have a ditch map in another room. I'm sorry, I forget the name of it, but it's the one that comes through the concrete line ditch. Here that starts up on Clear Creek Road across from John Leader's house is where that water initially comes through. We've got the majority of that water right. And then there's some other rights like the school and Buell's have a little bit. Harness has some. Joy's, I think, might have some. The Baptist Church also has a share of that. So that board hasn't been real active or even proactive in kind of gathering their dues and doing ditch assessments. It's kind of coming to a head with some issues. The school had a lot of problems with debris and pump failures and valve failures due to some debris, which started a conversation what we could do with that ditch, which created the conversation that maybe they needed to restructure that board, so they're looking at an attorney to the board is to visit with him on maybe appointing different members to the board. One of the board members here or one of Paul or myself was suggested to be on that, and then I believe Harness was going to be on it, and then one from the school district. So I believe those are the three largest shareholders in that ditch. In hopes that we can start to gather dues again. They talk about upping the dues, which isn't a lot of money, but getting an assessment and then hopefully lining some of that to save water. So just kind of an update that that's been kind of a big conversation this summer, and that it is going to come up for, you know, recommendation for one of us people of the cemetery to be on that board. So just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. And that there would probably next budget year be an increase in some of that ditch money just for dues, because nobody's been paying those dues for years, and it's kind of been, it's in the rears, so trying to get that caught up.
Will we have to pay in arrears?
We don't. We're fine with what we have. We actually have an assessment account here, a line item that's supposed to cover an assessment plus our dues, but we've just not been invoiced for it. Mm-hmm. We were current at the time they stopped invoicing, which, gosh, I don't know if it was 3 or 4 years ago they stopped invoicing, but there were some members that are, you know, 10 or 12 years delinquent on their due, so they're going to try to resolve some of that and figure out who wants to keep these water rights. Some people may be interested in, you know, doing away with their water right, but I don't know. So that's just
on the table. In Wyoming, that you give up your water right?
Yeah.
In Wyoming, so. You don't.
But you don't pay your dues, I suppose you.
Yeah, that's kind of where that
the
comes
right to
from,
have it, I guess.
Is there any kind of policing agency that makes somebody pay their dues? I don't know.
Okay. Next meeting, KC, will be October, what did we say?
8?
Okay.
Do you want to keep the same time, 2 p.m.?
Or do you guys want to go to lunch and then go to the meeting? We went to lunch and the meeting last year.
We didn't have much time to sign. It takes so long. It takes a long time to eat, Casey.
But well, what the heck? Job.
But we could. We could go to your house. We could go to my house, or we could go to the new bakery too, which might be kind of nice.
She they usually serve lunch.
Yes, but it's like whatever she makes that day, that's what everybody gets. But it's nice. It's really nice. So that's an idea. I can check all that out and let everyone know.
Okay.
And stuff. But so is 12 o'clock, oh, then you want to meet at 12 for lunch? Or
I think we should fine. Be all right.
Okay. And then I'll reserve the room at the Red Wall for us.
And we'll need a thing in the paper, right? A public notice? Do we need a public notice for change of venue?
I don't know.
So no?
Okay, it says no.
Okay.
Will that meeting be Zoomed?
We did last time.
Okay. Thank you.
We can Zoom from the...
Yeah, but we'll have to use one of our cell phones for a hotspot because we don't have that hotspot anymore.
Well, you have that Wi-Fi on your... Oh, well, it depends on where we're going to do the meeting.
I think the Red Wall will be just about
to... If they're going to do to the Red Wall, then...
There's not free Wi-Fi at the Red Wall.
Oh, there's not.
Do you have a hotspot? Are your phones...
We
have a hotspot.
That'll
probably work. Yeah. When I rented a room there, that's just what I did, so...
Yeah, it worked.
Okay.
Perfect. And no, there was some stuff, just administrative stuff we needed to take care of, so I'll go through that list of the rolling agenda items, but nothing for, I don't think, the whole board. And then, no, anyone need an executive session?
No.
Any other business?
No.
I move that we... Are you moving? I move that we adjourn at 2:40.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Thanks, everyone.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor. This is 307 Net Info. Connecting community.